Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome in. Welcome in to episode 54 of the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. I'm joined here with my best friend in the entire world, Mr. Eric Wolverton.
Yo, yo, yo. It worked for Kyle, so I thought I'd try it for you.
My name is Kyle, also known as Giboy, and we do a show.
What's that show about?
Mostly, we talk about disc golf and other things. If this is your first time here, well, yeah, lots of other things. If this is your first time here, welcome in. If it's your millionth time here, well, 54th time here, beautiful fucking person, you know it. Eric, what's your random tangent of the day?
All right, so when Mason Ford beat Ricky Wysocki in the Music City Open, was it? I should have looked that up. I think it's the Music City Open, beat him in a playoff. You know, everyone came up with the rumors that Ricky was told to throw the tournament sexually.
I always think that's hilarious. So then I listen to it when I'm editing. I'm like, Kyle, just shut up.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I read my old Facebook posts on my memories. I'm like, oh yeah. My God. Why did I think any of those things were funny?
It's like a teeth suck. It's a...
Yeah, I was quite the angsty teen.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Hey, it's when we became friends, bud. All right, we have a new sponsor alert.
Woo! Alarms or drums.
Confetti?
Or something. What do they play?
Balloons?
Balloons!
There you go. So I reached out to my favorite glove manufacturer for disc golf, Friction Gloves, and let them know how much I love their product, and we chatted for a while. Ended up, we're going to do a little spoiler alert. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that for later. Eric's going to talk about that. Cut this out, Kyle. I'm so dumb. All right.
New sponsor alert.
New
Like it never happened.
All right. Head on over to Friction, as I may, I didn't check to make sure it's frictiongloves.com. Head on over to frictiongloves.com.
You didn't
and
check?
Use the code. I did not check. And use the code ONO20 to get 20% off whatever you're buying there. So, pretty sweet deal. I love the gloves. I wear them pretty much every time I've thrown for the past 6 months. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Other things. Check us out on Instagram at Oh No Disc Golf.
We have a wonderful episode 54 for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about random disc golf news that I happen to stumble across this week. We're going to break down what's happening in the All-Star weekend. We're going to give you some predictions, and we are going to try to guess what teams will be built. And for our top five, we're going to give you our top five off-season moves. By top five, I mean the craziest and the best moves. So, like, a combination of those.
It's crazy and the best.
Yeah. So, in Michigan, we have about a foot of snow. Well, in my part of Michigan. I don't know what other people have. Maybe more. Maybe less. So, I didn't get a whole lot of disc golf in this week. I didn't even watch much disc golf content. Usually, I'll go back and watch old tournaments and such. One thing I did stumble on is, and I kind of knew about it, I just never really listened to it that much, is Brian Earhart's Flight Diaries podcast. I know they're, you know, like our rivals and everything, but
no.
It's so much fun to listen to. It's pros talking about like what kind of when their like tipping point was, when they were like finally getting good enough to go on the road. If you are thinking about like wanting to go pro or wanting to tour, I would highly suggest checking it out. Not that you're going to like, you know, it's obviously not going to teach you how to play disc golf, but I think it'll really help with like getting in a certain mindset to compete at that level of disc golf. Yeah. I'm on like episode 8 and I just started listening to it today. So
finish this episode and then go check that out.
Yeah. Listen to us first. This is like for when you're done with our weekly episodes. But yeah. The other thing I watched this week was Eagle talked about his injury. So I don't know if anybody else has seen that. I don't think Kyle's heard about it. I mean, you've heard that he's gotten injured.
Yep.
So for the first, I think he's planning at least like the first 2 months of the Disc Golf Pro Tour starting. He is not going to be throwing any big sidearms. They're all going to be little chip shot. Like, you know, he'll use it as like a utility kind of thing, which means he is staying out of Texas. So he's not going to go to Waco or Texas States this year. So that'll be interesting to see how he heals up. Hopefully he's not pushing himself through something that he should just take time off of, you know.
But see how he heals up and see how he like handles missing those big tournaments.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he said his backhands, he can throw backhand fine, you know, like full blast, but he just can't do a full blast forehand. So yeah, which is,
it's weird. You know,
probably his like, one of his most useful weapons is how far he can throw forehands and the lines he can do with his forehand.
True. Oh, but he can also throw very far with his backhand.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he'll do fine. What is going to be interesting is he'll have to put like flippier stuff in his bag to get it to finish right, you know, whereas normally he'd throw a forehand. But now I'll have to throw some flippier discs that he usually doesn't bag.
For sure.
Hopefully comes back strong and doesn't injure it any further. You know, I could see him in like the heat of battle, you know, like the heat of the tournament, trying to go to it and then just messing it up. But I'm sure he's old enough and mature enough now that he knows what's best for him.
Let's hope so.
Want to give a quick shout out to everyone who entered our giveaway and shared it for us. The winners were, if you didn't watch the live, T-Rex Adventurous, actually a pretty good friend of ours, Todd Hogan, and MD Hively. He's a new friend to us, so I don't really want to say his name on the podcast, just in case he doesn't want all that clout. And Kyle has even better news about a new giveaway.
Pretty excited to announce that we have partnered with Friction Gloves to provide a code for you guys, which you heard earlier, for the 20% off. And also, we're going to be doing a giveaway of some Friction Gloves. So hopefully we'll be able to make somebody happy and give away some good gloves. Always wanted to pair with the companies that we really, what's the word, Eric?
Enjoy? Appreciate?
Yeah, like use?
Use, yeah, like you know, our most useful. Yeah, I mean, I don't use them. Kyle loves them. This is a good chance for people who,
yeah, if you wanted to try them out, yeah, well, you can try them for a discounted rate at least.
Yeah, and I think they definitely have helped Kyle out. I don't even like wearing gloves like in the winter if I don't have to, like just normal gloves to keep my hands warm.
And I was having consistency problems.
Yeah, so they're definitely a good tool. Yeah, and I know a lot of my friends actually just use them in the winter just to, you know, because then it keeps their hands a little bit warmer without having to take a glove on and off and et cetera, sure. Et cetera.
Check them out.
So we are only about 2 more days away from live disc golf. It is the All-Star weekend. And then after that, we got another 2-week break, I think. Don't quote me on it, but I think it's a 2-week break until Las Vegas Challenge. But I'm excited regardless. So excited.
Me too.
So excited. I can't even speak right now. I'm that excited.
He can't even speak, he has.
I can't speak very well to begin with, but so in case you haven't seen, the All-Star Weekend is going to consist of 12 people, you know, the 12 top all-stars from the Disc Golf Pro Tour based on points, with the exception that Ricky and Paul McBeth both dropped out of the competition early. I think they're going on to just prepare for the season. And on the FPO side, man, I totally had it up, and now I forgot.
Boo, Eric. Hashtag cancel, Eric.
Yeah, I would. I would. It's the best. It's the best choice.
Yeah, he didn't do anything creepy. He's just slow.
Oh, Kristen Tatar. Kristen Tatar had to drop out because she won't make it from Estonian time, and she was replaced with Rebecca Cox. So, for the All-Star event, there is going to be 3 days, and the first day is going to be a like a skills competition. It's going to be putting, shot shaping, and accurate distance. This is all going to be team-based, too, because I forgot to say that. It's all going to be team-based. Team Eagle's going to pick a team. Calvin's going to pick a team on MPO side. And then Paige Pierce is going to pick a team. And Katrina Allen is going to pick a team on FPO side. And then they put players into the skills competition based on what they think they'll do best. And you get a point for each one of your team members that played the best. So that's day one with putting, shot shaping, and accurate distance. Day two is they're going to do, the team captains are going to set teams, doubles partners, and then each one will face off against the opposing team, obviously. And for each win, you get another point. And then finally, on the third day, is going to be singles. And again, more points of whoever wins.
Give me them points.
So yeah, we got, we're going to try and see if we can guess what the teams are going to be and how people would pick them. So Kyle, starting off with Team Eagle, who did you pick for who do you think Eagle's going to pick?
Yeah, Eagle is the number one seed.
Yep.
So, and Calvin's number two, so you can't pick Calvin.
Nope, because that's who I would pick if I was Eagle.
And I go with the mindset of trying to get inside the mind of Eagle, Calvin, Paige, and Katrina, and kind of choose based off of what they would choose, maybe.
That's what I was trying to do my best, but I also...
So maybe we'll have the same team. We'll see.
Yeah.
I feel like Eagle would choose Kyle Klein for his first pick.
Okay, all right. Because they're teammates already, so it makes sense.
Easy chemistry.
Yep. And, I mean, they're both, if you're talking about Eagle and Kyle Klein, they're both kind of jacks of all trade, where they can kind of, he can put them in anything, any of the things, and he'll probably do pretty good. You know, like true any story of the skills competition.
All right, Eagle team. Kyle Klein, Adam Hamm, miss.
Yep. The hammer, the sledge.
Big sledge. The dick man, Chris Dickerson. Nico LaCastro and Ezra Aderhold finishing up.
All right, all right. Yeah, we were pretty similar. The things I have differently is I have Eagle picking KJ. I feel like they've always had chemistry.
Off the bat?
Huh? No. Kyle Klein first, then KJ. I feel like they have always had pretty good chemistry. And I feel like I don't 100% know what the putting competition will be, but if there's a lot of jump putts, I would want KJ on my team. So that's what I was thinking Eagle might do. And then I also put Matty O on Eagle's team. But okay, Everything else was the same. I had Dickerson. So I had Cal Klein, KJ, Dickerson, Matty O, and Ezra. And then, so for me, for Calvin, I had Calvin taking Hammis right off the bat, the sledge, and then world champ James Conrad, Drew Gibson, then Nico LaCastro, and Gannon Burr.
So the only difference was Matty O.
Yeah.
And KJ.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we were pretty close. And then all it takes is for me to think that Calvin would pick somebody over what, you know, he thought Calvin would take. Calvin would pick KJ right off the bat is what you're saying, right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, either way, those teams are obviously stacked because it's the 12 best people in the world, but that should make for an exciting round. So, who do you think is going to be the number one at the putting competition on MPO side. I don't know if they're going to crown a number one, but I feel like we can guess anyway.
Based off of all of the putting competition, like, things.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Calvin Heimberg.
Yeah, I was thinking either Calvin or Eagle, but then we don't even know if they're going to be in the putting competition because they might save themselves for the shot shaping or accurate distance.
Is it like they only participate in part of it?
Yeah, only so it's two players from each team in each skills competition. So two people for putting, two people for shot shaping, and two people for accurate distance.
Interesting layout.
Yeah, so thinking that way, I think KJ or Dickerson might be the top putting, because those are, although I think I'd put Dickerson in accurate distance if I was Eagle or Calvin. Where does Conrad go? Conrad has to go to accurate distance, right? Or shot shaping too? Oh my god. We're just opening up a whole new can of worms, and now...
Yeah, we don't need to go in there.
All right, jumping over to the FPO side. Who's your Paige Pierce team?
I thought Paige Pierce is going to go ahead and go a little bit crazy. Go ahead and just jump past a bunch of, like, you know, pretty big winners and go right to Haley King.
Oh.
First pick. Then we go Missy Gannon, Jessica Weiss, Owen Scoggins, and Rebecca Cox.
We're way different on this one. Well, I guess not crazy different. So I put Paige Pierce's first pick as Missy Gannon because they are pretty good friends. Kyle got her there too, but then I had her skip a couple people and go for Kona Panis.
Okay.
Then Jessica Weiss, which we both had. Heather Young. I feel like Paige Pierce is going to try to snag Heather Young for a putting competition. And she was her partner at the All-Star weekend last year.
Was she?
And then Deanne Carey. So then for the Cats team, I had Kat picking up Sarah Holcomb, Haley King, Lisa Fakus, Owen Scoggins, and Rebecca Cox. This was harder than the MPO side for me.
For sure.
Because
much more, yeah, variation.
And I feel like we don't see they're the MPO or the FPO's like on-screen personality as much. So I don't know like how well all the girls like get along with each other.
Yeah. We will find out though. Maybe. Yeah.
And then, you know, I can't help but think that part of Haley King's wanting to leave Discraft was wanting to get out from like under Paige's shadow. So I didn't know if that was like, if there's any bad blood for that at all.
I figured put her right back in the shadow.
Yeah. Put a straw right under there. So, yeah. So Kyle's team's the opposite of what I said. Forget. Not the opposite.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Yeah. But either way, we're excited. Hopefully I don't have to watch a Calvin Heimberg Destroyer commercial 50 times in a row.
I think they should, just to bring back the magic.
And it's like the old one, too. They didn't get the 2021.
No, yeah, it's the same 2022 one shot,
so they just played the old one.
Yes.
A little interjection, because I completely forgot about this. But they
get
just
your Calvin Heimberg Destroyer today.
No. They just released the 2022 champion team discs for Innova, and there's some pretty looking discs. I didn't know what word I was looking for, and then I just said pretty six times. So
yeah, pretty.
Nathan Queen got a Glow Wraith, which I am definitely gonna have to snag one of them. Maria Olivia, who just got bumped up to team champion, got a AVR X3, which was one of my go-to discs, but now I replaced it. But I still like Maria Olivia, so I want to grab one of those. They brought back a Metal Flake Max, which those used to be super hard to find, so that's pretty cool.
Aren't those like really overstable?
They're super overstable, and I don't need one, and I probably won't buy one, but it's cool that they brought it back.
Did you get one of the Captain
No, I thing? Did not. I kind of want to, but at the same time, I know I don't need it.
Had no money for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's still places that have them in stock. They made so many of them, like, which is cool because they're only going to do a drop once a year. Oh, and then congrats to Paul Uliberry for being signed to Discraft team captain for 5 more years. Just thinking of all these things after I wrote the outline. So just getting them in now.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Top
5. Mine was perfect. A short one.
That was perfect.
Nailed it.
So for our top five this week, we did our top five off-season moves, kind of what we thought were some of the best moves for the person and team, and some of like the ones like they're combined that with the unexpectedness. So try to pick like the biggest moves I could think of. So starting off with number five was Eric Oakley leaving Dynamic Discs to join Team Infinite and Thought Space Athletics. Great move for Infinite. Oakley has always carried a pretty big following because he is a very good personality to have. Like I feel like you can feel his presence through videos really well. A very enjoyable person. And it opened up so many different possibilities for him.
Would you say it's infinite possibilities?
Infinite possibilities, yes. Exactly.
Boo.
He can work with, almost any company at this point, to put out footage and throw anything he wants. Yeah, super pumped for him for that.
Number four went with Gavin Rathbun going to Dynamic.
I think this is a huge move for both of them. One, I know they signed Mason Ford too, but I feel like more people are attracted to Gavin Rathbun than they are to Mason Ford. Not in a sexual way.
Yeah, the way you said that, dude.
But
that sounded super sexual.
The way Gavin Rathbun plays
is more attractive to you.
Is more interesting. And
interesting is not a better word, Eric.
I think it's a way better word. But I feel like Rathbun.
So Eric's attracted to Gavin Rathbun.
He does have a nice mustache, I gotta say. His mustache is pretty nice.
You hear it here first.
I mean,
Gavin Rathbun's mustache.
His stamp of his discs are literally his hair and his mustache. That's when you know you have an iconic, good-looking mustache.
What would you give it a rate out of 10?
Oh, at least like a 8, 7 or 8.
Compare it to AJ Risley's.
Ooh.
If you had to have AJ Risley's mustache fight...
AJ Risley's mustache now would win, but like his like pencil one he kind of has isn't my favorite. Not a pencil one, but he's got, and then with his long hair, AJ Risley is looking good right now. Listen to this, AJ.
Would you say attractive?
I would, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're making a list of things Eric is attracted to.
Yes. But AJ Risley's not on this list, really.
Well, you just said it was mustache. Sorry for that tangent.
So Gavin Rathbun going to Dynamic is really good for both sides. I think he was good at Discmania, but I feel like he was always going to be behind Kyle, behind Eagle and Simon. So now he can kind of come out in the light a little bit more. And, all he really has to do is beat Mason Ford. He's not going to beat Ricky, let's be fair.
But he could.
Work with Ricky. He could, yes. I'm not saying he's not going to win a tournament. I'm saying he's not going to be consistently better than Ricky anytime soon. I don't. But better looking. Anyway, we'll move on.
Wow.
Number three, I picked Haley King to Innova. I never seen it coming from a mile away, a million miles away. There's no way. I'm still shocked by it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's sweet.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's going to be good for her. She's, she's Innova star FPO player now. I know they have some bigger names, but nothing like, no one like young on the FPO side. Let me put it that way.
Bunch of oldies.
No, they're not grandmas. A bunch of oldies. There's just no one as good as Haley King and Young at the same time. But after everybody Innova let go, it's weird that they would be able to offer Haley King substantial amount of money to like make her leave Discraft. And maybe she wasn't making that much at Discraft. I don't know. They didn't release any context of the contract. Forgot the word for a second.
It could just be based off of attractiveness.
It could be. But we do know all about the next one's contract. Well, not all about it. We know a decent amount.
The number two is Drew Gibson's huge, fucking massive deal with Infinite.
Yeah, it was a big one. He got a lifetime contract with Infinite, worth millions, multi-millions. He's getting his own line of discs finish line he decided to call it, and he is making a mid-range that he says he's going to call the mid-range.
That's actually pretty dope.
I think it's, yeah, I mean, it's going to be good for him. It lets him continue to work with, like, he, you know, he's sponsored by, what is it, EV7 it's called, right? The putter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can work with EV7. He can work with pretty much any, just like Eric Oakley, can work with any other company out there. Yeah, it's really cool.
Pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah.
He has infinite options.
Infinite options, it's true. It's really, really true. But yeah, I'm excited to see where Gibson goes with this. Number one, this was a shock to me. Shock to a lot of people, especially because not everything matches up. But Dynamic announced that they were signing an FPO player that had multiple Elite Series wins. And that one was Kona Panis. I'm so excited for Kona Panis. But she doesn't really have multiple Elite Series wins. So they lied to us. That's fine. But I think this is going to be good for her. She goes to Dynamic and...
Cue the Tyler, the Creator. So that was a fucking lie. GIF.
Yep. Put that here. But she still goes to Dynamic and kind of becomes Dynamic Star FPO. I mean, I know they work with Trilogy. So there's, you know, Kristen Tatar that's on Latitude. But she is kind of the star in Dynamic. There's Paige Hsu too. But she has taken slowed down her touring life since having the baby. So she's going to get tons of help from Paige. She's going to get tons of help from Eric McCabe. Just in their first video, they already shown her helping her EMAC, helping Kona learn how to putt a little bit better. So she kind of automatically got rid of that sideway Anheuser putt that was kind of holding her back and went back to a better looking putt.
A more with the grain putt?
Yeah. And it just, I don't know, I feel like when you do that sideways putt, there's so many inconsistencies that can happen.
So yep.
I think like she talked about it when she first started it. Her bit, why she switched to that is she had a really hard time keeping her wrist cocked all the way to like the final snap. So her putts were coming out like almost like a knuckleball would, you know, like where there's no spin on it. So it just kind of flopped towards the basket. Yeah. So that's why she switched to it. But I don't think it should have ever been something that she fully committed to. You know, maybe just used it as a learning curve for her and then switched back. Right. I don't know. Everyone learns differently. So
well, hopefully she'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think with being on the team with EMAC, you know, and even if Ricky helps out, but being on the team with as many world championships as Dynamic has won, she's really going to push her skill level to like the highest it can be for her. So
excited to see that.
Yeah, last year was kind of a breakout year for her, and I think we'll see her even progress further than that. The only problem is I don't know if she's going to get a lot of wins yet, just because the FPO field is going to be stacked. So I think it'll still be tough, but that doesn't mean she's not going to play well. I just think she has tougher competition than she will have had previously. And those are our top five biggest off-season moves, even though one of them wasn't really a move.
Top five!
And that was episode 54.
54!
We talked about our disc golf news for the week. We gave you our predictions of what's going to happen at the All-Star Weekend, and we gave you our top five biggest off-season moves.
Thank you, as always, for listening. If you made it all the way to this point, you either like us or you're kind of like hate listening, which is really weird. So you can follow us.
Hate listen us all you want.
I mean, if you want to, yeah, go for it. Follow us on Spotify. You can't leave any reviews, which is super weird. Thanks, Spotify.
Wait. On Spotify, you can now leave a rating. So please rate us 5 stars. You can't leave reviews, but you can rate us, which is...
No shit. I did not know that.
Better than nothing.
No shit. All right. Go on Spotify. Rate us 5 stars. Go on Apple Podcasts if you're listening on that. On an iPhone, rate us 5 stars on there if you liked the show. If you didn't, I mean...
Message us and tell us how we can improve.
Improve. Yeah. We'd like that better than a negative review.
Yeah. We'd like to talk to you.
Constructive criticism.
Or make us cry. But in our messages...
That could work too. Whatever you want to do. Whatever floats your boat. but being here as always.
Thanks for talking disc golf with me.
Right? Your attractive self.
Week in, week out, and my attractive self.
Yeah.
I'm ugly.
Me too.
I shaved my beard and I feel so ugly.
Send me a picture.
No. Not.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody.
We will see you guys next week.
We'll catch you on the flip side.